This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky was well represented at the National FFA Convention that took place in a virtual format this year. Kentucky Agriculture Education Consultant Matt Collins says even though some of the contests and events were canceled, Kentucky had a strong presence last week.
We had Royal Spring Middle School was a finalist for the Middle School Model of Excellence Award. It's the first time we've ever had a chapter in that, so we're very proud of Royal Spring. We had a young lady from Greene County, Alexandria Whitman, who placed second in the National Agri Science Fair. About 100 students recognized for American FFA degrees.
Collins says there were finalists in a number of categories.
We have five students who are proficiency finalists, which means they're in the top five in their areas in the whole country. And Hannah York from Caldwell County is a finalist for the National Star in Agribusiness Award. And then finally, Madisonville North Hopkins High School is a finalist for the Model of Innovation Award in the air building communities.
He adds COVID-19 has not slowed down FFA members who were getting ready for national competition this year.
Whether it's a speaking contest or, you know, their experience program, they've continued to do that work. You know, Hannah York is a finalist for the Star in Agribusiness, which is one of the four highest awards that FFA gives. You know, I saw pictures online last week and week before of her out doing her fall decoration displays that she's been recognized for.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
We enjoy the most productive ag industry in the world, powered by the American farmer. The late radio commentator Paul Harvey spoke at an FFA convention about why God made a farmer. Mr. Harvey said, God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer.